episode 1355, When You Don't Want To.
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people drive. Happy every day. It is a beautiful day in the neighborhood, and I hope gray skies are not in your forecast. I pray that you have joy in your heart. It is Wellness Wednesday. It is time to get your health on. But when you don't want to, then what happens? Let's dive in. For those of you who are brand new to Create You Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. And this episode is brought to you by the AIM Academy. Are you ready for something incredible? A sisterhood like none other? Be on alert. I'm telling you, sign up for that newsletter and stay tuned here on the podcast. You want to be a part of the Founders Club with the AIM Academy. It's going to be exciting. And I just, oh my goodness, it's just thrilling. And it's scary too, all at the same time. You know, when you do something new, it just kind of freaks you out. Well, I'm sure there will be more of that to come on other episodes, but we've got to talk about your health, your well-being. What are you doing for you? And what happens when you don't want to work out or you're tempted by the naughties of the kitchen? What can you do? The will to live healthy can always fade. The motivation just isn't there. And it doesn't seem very fair to yourself when you don't want to work out. You get up overly tired, too much celebration the night before, maybe a little much, you know, too much sugar. And you just don't want to. You get into a pattern, a rhythm of how you walk out your healthy lifestyle. But most of us aren't spending any time focusing on what we can do to better ourselves in our healthy habits. We live in a world of rote. Yes, R-O-T-E. It kind of sounds weird, doesn't it? We live in a rote world. It just means we're going through the day doing the same old, same old. We don't put heart to mind or mind to body. There's no connection anymore. There's not a mind to body or a mind to muscle connection. It's just like we're just kind of doing what we're doing because we get in the car and somehow we end up in the drop-off line at school. And then by the, you know, end of the school day, we're back in the drop-off line and you're not really sure what happened in between. Something did. You're not sure what. You're still breathing. You answered the phone a few times, did some text messages, emails, went to work, stopped and ran errands, whatever it is. And you're like, but how did I get here? Where did my day go? What did I really do? What did you do today? What have you done so far today? We don't take our time to focus on what we can do to better ourselves and our healthy habits. We just don't do it. We just say, oh, I'm just going to jump in and do this. Now, for me, I was doing an incredible job staying on top of my health. Yes, when my husband came to me and said, I've fallen out of love and my life began to fall apart, in my opinion, it did fall apart. I was like, okay, we've got to get on track here, girlfriend. And so that's what I did. I started on track. But then I started to experience setbacks. Those included more commitments and primarily, though, injuries. And those injuries, oh, they're sneaky little devils. They are. And they eat at you and you're like, oh, I can overcome this. But I began to get out of my healthy patterns, my rhythmic lifestyle. However, I didn't slow down enough to redirect my patterns. What became was an automatic gap. If my body couldn't handle it, I didn't do it. That's just how it was. And then it was a snowball effect after that. I had no boundaries to continue with the healthy lifestyle that I created for myself. I did what worked best in the busyness of life. And that doesn't work. It does not work. So when you don't want to, what can you do? You got to break the chains. That is your Kiss to Keep It Simple strategy. You've got to break the chains. You must create a pattern interrupt. You got to change the rhythm. Have you ever noticed when you turn on a song? If it's a slow song, you're kind of like a little mellowed out, right? It's like, oh yeah. Have you ever gone back to like a Lionel Richie song? Okay, maybe that's really dating me, but it is what it is. But he's got like that, those melodies. Or Air Supply. Okay, that's, you may not even know who Air Supply is. Go Google them. They're great. They've got great music. But you kind of get into that mood of like, oh, and you just kind of sink into your hips or your chair, wherever you are. And it's just like you mellow out, right? But then if you turn on that song that just like revs you up, maybe it's a powerful worship song, or maybe it's a country song or this rock song from a few years back. And you're like, oh yeah, those are my days. I love those days. Next thing you know, you've got energy and you're bouncing off the wall and you're cleaning and you're like, I'm on organizational, you know, sporadic, awesome mom here. I'm hitting it heavy. It's great, right? Your rhythm, it changes. We've got to create these pattern interrupts. We've got to break the changes. This is a way to change your thoughts, your way of thinking, or your behaviors, your actions. So what happens when you get up and you don't want to? You don't want to work out. You don't want to eat healthy. You're more tempted by the naughties in the kitchen. Yeah, the stuff that you're not supposed to have. Yeah, the naughties. Yeah, isn't that kind of fun? Yeah, I have a lot of naughties in the kitchen, and it's more than just root beer floats. I just got to say that. I just love food, but I don't need a lot of food. And so, you know, it's like one of those things, oh, I'm tempted. I can be tempted every single day. So we have to do something more than always relying on quote unquote the will, or we've got to do something more when we're not really feeling that love for ourselves. And we're like, oh, I just don't want to. It was like that for me today. I was like, I don't want to. Now today was worse than yesterday. Today was like, oh no, I did everything I could. I sat down with my computer and I answered emails. I did some work with some programs we're working on, like the AIM Academy. And I did everything I could to put off what I really needed to be doing. But I'm here to confess, I did go do my workout and I did eat healthy all day. It was awesome. I feel so much better. But I didn't want to at first. And it took me like an hour and a half, hour and 45 minutes to get out of that slump. Now I did other things. But if that happens every single day, do you see how easy it is to get into a pattern where you're just living in the gap all the time? And that gap is not doing anything. And that's not where you want to be when it comes to your health. It just isn't. And you've got to figure a way to shake yourself up. Number one, you got to look at the bigger picture sometimes. There has to be something more than that of yourself. Philippians 2 verses 3 and 4 says this, "Do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit. Rather, in humility, value others above yourselves, not looking to your own interests, but each of you to the interests of the others." I look at this and I'm like, yeah, I know I need to love myself in order to love my neighbors, right? I you know that. But what if you're not feeling like you're loving yourself? Then sometimes you have to look at the bigger picture. And you have to look at, okay, wait, if I'm not around, my children aren't going to have a mom. So I better get off my butt and I better go do something. Or if I don't eat healthy, I might get that phone call. You know, that phone call that no one wants to get. That changes our lives. You got to look at the bigger picture. Where are you stumbling in your healthy lifestyle right now? What are your hangups? Are you literally tired physically, mentally, maybe emotionally? And you're just like, I'm just drained. I'm just drained. Well, maybe you need to look at first, when are you going to bed, right? There are some basic things that we can do. But then we also have to look at number two. We have to have realistic expectations. Sometimes we look at ourselves in the mirror and all of a sudden we're like, oh my gosh, not only do I have grays or whites coming in, but I've got wrinkles and they're staying. They're not plumping up anymore. Oh my gosh, I'm starting to look more like my mother. Oh my gosh, now I'm gaining a little bit of weight where I don't want it and it hasn't been there before. Oh my gosh, right? We see all of these happenings to our bodies. And we're like, we're freaking out. And so then we say, okay, I'm in. I'm all in. I'm going to do whatever it takes. And then what happens? Yeah, life happens. We have to have realistic expectations. That doesn't mean that you can't have lofty goals. Just make them more obtainable in your journey. So if you have 30, 40, 50 pounds to lose, and you're like, man, I just need to get back at it, you're not going to lose that in a month or 2 months, at least not healthy-wise. You might be able to lose it, but I'm not going to recommend that. So you've got to have realistic expectations. My husband's been traveling last weekend into this week, and he's coming back here, and I can't wait. He's been gone for almost a week, and we're missing him. The kiddos are missing him. I'm very much missing him. And we were talking, and he said, oh, hun, he goes, he's on the California coastline right now, enjoying San Diego. Yes, go San Diego. It's such a pretty area out there. Anyway, he's like, okay, I'm 2 hours, you know, behind you, but I've really tried to stay more on our time frame, our schedule, and we're central. And he's like, because you know what? I'm going to get back, and I've got to get back into my routine, because he has been not just like where he goes to this conference and you go and then you go golfing for the rest of the day. No, he's not doing that at all. He's like getting up at 4:30 and he's working every single day. And it's just been the last day and a half that he's been able to get up at a reasonable hour, like 6 o'clock, and not have to be somewhere until 7:30. So it's incredible. But anyway, he's like, I've got to get right back into it. And I said, okay, hold on, time out. You have been totally killing yourself. You're on a different time zone. You're having longer hours than normal. You're not having the normal sleep patterns that you're used to. Let's give yourself one day and then let's start it on Friday. And he took a deep breath and he's like, well, okay, maybe. I said, you got to have realistic expectations. Because you see, what happens is if you are tired and you're trying to go do things, especially a workout, what happens? If you're tired, you can injure yourself. And then what? It becomes more of a setback because you have to wait for that injury to heal. And then after that injury heals, then you have to rehabilitate it to get to back to where you are now. And so it just complicates it. It really does. So ultimately, you still have to have realistic expectations when you're going through a healthy lifestyle. It takes time. And guess what? You're still going to tweak it along the way. No journey is perfect. There is no journey that's perfect when it comes to healthy living. We're always tweaking. There's always something new, something changing, right? Change is a constant. Okay, finally, number three. This is really important. Give yourself permission to take a break. When you give yourself permission to take a break, you're removing the G factor. I love that, the G factor. What's the G factor? It's the guilt factor. If you truly just can't or you don't want to, then give yourself permission to say, okay, I'm taking today off, and that's okay. Don't beat yourself up about it. Don't complain about it to your girlfriends, because all you are is building up this anger and madness and this hostility within your own body. Yeah. And what does that mean? Raising the cortisol level because your stress is increasing. This is all negative here. All negative. It goes against working for your body. But if you simply say, okay, today is really just a crazy day for me, and I'm okay with that, and I'm going to give myself permission to not worry about it. In fact, I'm going to focus on drinking more water. I only drank 4 bottles yesterday. I need to get 6 in today. That's going to be my focus. Great, you have a goal, but you're not beating yourself up, which is doing things mentally and then moving to emotionally, and you're just becoming messed up overall. We do it, don't we? Come on, be honest. We do this to ourselves all the time. I even play myself the guilt factor, the G factor. I'm so on all the time. I'm like, seriously. We can't do it anymore. The older we get, we're not necessarily wiser. We hope to be. But we do have to realize what's within our reach. Look at the bigger picture. Have realistic expectations and give yourself permission to take a break when you don't want to. It's all right. You don't have to hit it hard 7 days a week. Look at what God did. Mm-hmm. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Fast forward, and on the seventh day, he rested. Can you imagine if he said, I'm not going to rest on the seventh day and I'm going to create something else? I wonder what it would have been. I have no idea. But he said, what I've done is good. I don't need to do any more. I'm going to rest. Give yourself permission to do that. Now, I know this healthy living stuff is somewhat kind of crazy, isn't it? It can be fun, but it can also be draining. It can be stressful and overwhelming. If you're one who's trying to get back and create these habits so you can have a transformation, creating impact, I'm pushing ahead, creating transformation. If that's what you're looking for and you want some help, you need a kickstart, you're like, I just don't know. I've tried different things, but I know my body's changed. And you know, when you age a little bit by 2 or 3 years, it does change everything. I know for me, when I went through my craziness, it was almost, well, it's been a solid 8 years ago. We're starting to embark on 8.5 years ago. That is a long time. My body has gone through some major physical changes in those 8 years. So if you're one who's saying, I need some help. I want to kickstart. I just need to figure this out. Click on the link, take AIM in the show notes. I have a complimentary gift for you. It's a coaching call with me. It's completely free. This gives you the opportunity to come up with some strategies and tools that you can use right now where you are in your season of life to kickstart your healthy living. And if you want some accountability, take advantage of it. Click on that link, take AIM in the show notes. I get that it's not easy to want to always live healthy. But we have to realize that you and I, we were created on purpose for a purpose. We don't always know the purpose, or we may know parts of the purpose. We may not see the entire big picture overall. But one thing that I know, and that you know too, it's not a secret, we just don't talk about it, is that if you're not healthy, you can't do what God has created you to do. So you need to step it up. And it starts with one step at a time, leads to miles of greatness. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.